From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif spoke Saturday following a court decision to remove him from office.
The way we have been treated here, I think we did not deserve it. At least this kind of treatment should not have been done to us. The treatment that was meted out to the representative of 200 million people. This kind of insulting behavior with us is unacceptable to us. I feel that I was not expecting at least this treatment.
Pakistan's ruling party named senior lawmaker Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as his successor. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed Saturday that his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States mainland. The United States and South Korea military conducted live fire drills Saturday in response to North Korea's latest launch, Colonel John Mountford.
Our alliance's readiness and ability to fight together when called upon to achieve is achieved through frequent, realistic, combined training like today's activities.
China has also condemned the launch, while Japan, South Korea, and the United States vowed to work together on a new UN Security Council measure aimed at curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. The U.S. Navy has responded to a report by Iran's official news agency that a U.S. aircraft carrier fired a warning shot during an unprofessional confrontation with Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf on Friday. The Navy describes the encounter as safe and professional. The incident comes after a U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots on Tuesday near an Iranian vessel that American sailors said came dangerously close. VOA News. An inquiry is looking into allegations an Australian Special Forces soldier shot dead a man in Afghanistan, then planted a firearm on his body to make it look like the trooper had acted in self-defense. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
It's alleged that a member of Australia's Special Air Service, the SAS, killed an Afghan businessman. According to the military's official version of events, the man, who was said to be a senior figure in the Taliban, had tried to escape and had drawn a pistol before being shot dead by an SAS soldier. However, a friend of the victim, who said he witnessed the shooting, said the businessman was unarmed. The shooting is one of a list of killings involving Australia's SAS unit that are being examined by a high-powered inquiry. The investigation is being carried out by the Inspector General Australian Defence Force, with the help of a respected Supreme Court judge in the state of New South Wales. The inquiry can compel witnesses to give evidence and has the power to refer cases to other law enforcement and government agencies. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Venezuela's opposition called on its supporters for sustained demonstrations after few protesters defied a ban in Venezuela Friday ahead of a controversial election called by President Nicolas Maduro. Florida Representative Ileana Ros-Lehtinen commented on Sunday's vote.
We're very worried, very difficult and tense situation. Maduro has once again whiplashed the Venezuelan people with this fraudulent election, and then he'll have millions of people voting, and he'll say, "You see, I'm the real democratic leader," when all he's doing is stomping on the Constitution and stomping on the people's right to decide their fate.
Critics charge that only Maduro's supporters are candidates and that they could revise the charter to keep him in office indefinitely. A lone man armed with a machete attacked and wounded a guard at the home of Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto, then entered the compound. Special forces were deployed to find the intruder, who hid in an unfinished building. It's unclear what happened to the man, and police have not responded to further inquiries. A Palestinian man who allegedly stabbed one person to death and wounded six others in Hamburg was known to authorities as a suspected Islamic radical, but was also considered psychologically unstable. The suspect, which is a 26-year-old man who had no identity papers other than a birth certificate showing that he was born in the United Arab Emirates, was quickly overwhelmed by passersby and arrested after Friday's attack at a supermarket in Hamburg's Barmbek district. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.